Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Romans chapter 8, verse 15. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. An Oscar-winning film, The King's Speech, is based on the true story of Albert Windsor, a shy, stammering member of the British royal family. Albert had a severe stammering problem all his life, and the very idea of giving a speech in public filled him with terror. Then, the unthinkable happened. His older brother, the king, abdicated his throne in the 1930s. Albert was the next in line. Duty demanded that he accept the crown. Not long after, World War II broke out. Suddenly, the stammering man, who feared public speaking more than anything, had to give a radio speech broadcast to millions of people. By a seeming miracle, he did it. In fact, he did it with hardly a stammer. The secret was his speech therapist. Over time, his speech therapist had removed much of Albert's fear of public speaking. When the paralyzing fear left, Albert was able to do what needed to be done. The day the Holy Spirit brought you to faith in Jesus was the day you didn't have to be afraid anymore. But the devil hopes you won't remember that. Satan hopes that you'll still stay paralyzed in your old fears, your old guilt, your old regrets, your dark memories of past failures. After all, if he can get you to forget what you have in Christ, he's won the battle for the day. Today, give the devil a bad day. Remember the forgiveness you possess in the Son of God. Stop and recall that you are a child in God's family by faith. Take your old fear and have it washed away in the blood of the Lamb. When you do, you can live free of the old slavery to fear. And, fluently with your life, you can do some of the wonderful things God desires for you to do. Lord Jesus, apart from you, I am afraid. In you, however, I have nothing to fear. Empower me by your Spirit to remember that. Use me to do your good work. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.